Daryl Leary, you guys know him as the man behind the alien mask who has contributed to so many Google Street camera shots and views around the Edmonton area. Tanse, welcome to Windspeaker Radio Network, Daryl.
Thank you.
First off, how long have you been doing this whole Google thing?
Since May 28th, 2016, so 8 years.
8 years. Explain to our listeners exactly what it is you do for Google.
Okay, well, there's effectively two parts. There's Google Maps and Google Street View. What I do for Google Maps is I take pictures and videos of certain locations, places, mostly parks in the River Valley. And I also write reviews to let people know what those places are like should they choose to visit them. And for Google Street View, I take 360 video, and that gets processed into these little photospheres that with arrows that people can virtually navigate these different paths.
How many streets or, you know, trails, how much footage? Is there an amount, like a distance that you've covered in the Edmonton area?
Yeah, I've covered 53.8 miles or 86 kilometers.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. Now, let's talk about the alien mask. When did this idea all come forward?
The Google Street View is a fairly new technology, because before what we had to do was take a series of 360 photos, and then in post-editing, we would have to connect them. And so when Google Street View came out, because Google is really big on protecting people's privacy, they developed this AI that automatically blurred out anything it detected as a human face. So I immediately got the idea that, you know what, like I had bought this like alien mask for Halloween some years ago. And I thought, well, I'm going to make it interesting and I'm going to wear this alien mask.
What has the response been from people, say, just walking, regular people walking down the trails and they see you in an alien mask? What do people tend to say? Do they tend to say anything or they just keep on walking?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of people that just walk by, and sometimes I wonder, like, what else have they seen that this doesn't stick out in their mind, right? You know, they must have seen some pretty interesting stuff. But when I show my work to friends and family, you know, a lot of them think that it's cool or it's quite funny, but the most interesting reactions actually come from dogs, because the idea of a costume, the idea of trying to hide your identity, isn't part of a dog's understanding of reality, right? So when people are walking their dogs and I come along, you know, dogs will usually sit there and they'll pause for like a minute, you know, as if like they're trying to figure out like what exactly is going on. And then I guess they figure I'm not a threat, so they continue on walking.
Now, looking at some of your social media, and it looks like you've done quite a few things. You've been publishing books, and you've held a Guinness World Record. You've been on Ripley's Believe It or Not. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the other things you have on the go?
I can't remember the date exactly. It might have been 2011, but I did at the time set a Guinness World Record for blowing up 446 balloons in 1 hour. And I also had to tie up those balloons too. So it was blow up and tie the balloons. And then I got recognized by Ripley's around the same time for setting a record of, it was 11 one-arm push-ups on a raw egg without breaking the egg. But my personal record was 16.
I love this. I love just how, you know, it's odd, but it's cool. You know what I mean? That and I love the, you know, your personality kind of shows that when I seen the article. What's next for Daryl Leary, aside from, you know, taking a million shots for Google Street Views in your alien costume?
I think what I really want to focus on is writing my story. I want to write a book and basically talk about my challenges navigating through life, you know, having like high functioning autism and having ADHD and a mood disorder and generalized anxiety, and how those things led me to various accomplishments.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, like for someone like you said who is on the spectrum and who suffers from a few things, I feel like you overcome a lot of these challenges in your life, and I feel like you can be an inspiration to other people that might face some similar adversities in their lives.
That's very kind of you to say.
Hats off to you and everything you're doing. Keep on going. Everybody loves it. We personally love everything that you're doing.
Oh, can I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
If I had one meaningful message I wanted to spread, it would be please consider donating blood.
That is great advice. I also read that you've donated 10 times. You're a 10 times blood donor, and that is amazing.
I do, yes.
Awesome. Well, we will send that message out and remind everybody that they should donate blood as well. Once again, speaking with Daryl Leary, the man behind the alien mask, taking your Google Street views in the Edmonton area. Thanks again for chatting with us today, Daryl.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. It's been my honor.